Good Miner Dennis has done a wonderful job, and he's had a kaitautoko as well, we'll speak of. But the Māori Food Network Battalion, he says, and their rapid response has seen tons and tons of kai moved across Tāmaki Makaurau during this very challenging lockdown period, and the food insecurity in Tāmaki is very real. It only stood up last week, put together by Te Taumata Kōrero, the Māori Food Network, and over 130 pallets of kai to Māori service providers that serve a catchment of 200,000 whānau from Tahana down to Port Waikato. It's been an amazing display of Māori logistics, Huri. Tēnā koe, and thanks for sharing some kōrero with us about it today. A warm welcome, Huri's the chair at Te Puia Marae. Tēnā koe, ahoa.
Kia ora, tēnā koe, Dale. Tēnā tātou e te whānau. Dale, look, absolutely, you sort of just hit it right on the nail again. It's been an awesome experience, and look, 25 tonnes worth of kai, carefully sort of managed and broken into packs and food vouchers. Some of the things we are noticing, Dale, we're taking kai to our pakeke and food vouchers, and they're giving them to their mokopunas because they're struggling too. So we might be going through one door, but we're actually going into another three or four within the household, and which is typical of our pakeke. You know, there's also the working poor, Dale, no longer able to work, wage subsidy not quite there. So the things that they would have normally had have been a bit of a struggle in the last three or four weeks. So that whānau are there. And then, of course, there's always our whānau who have been struggling before COVID and potentially after COVID. And Taumata Kōrero was a gathering of the willing to do what we can to help our people across Tāmaki from Te Hana down to the port. That's the amazing part. They all, you know, we're all holding hands, doing what we do. We meet every alternative day in the morning. We've pushed out now on MOE with resource packs, digital devices, getting the rest of the country stuff moved up here to Tāmaki for our schools, our kura. You know, we're also looking at supporting you know, small businesses. So the conversations are quite wide and varied, not to mention members that are running vaccination sites and testing sites. That's ongoing. So the logistics around the kai and coordination of this very real and deliberate effort, Dale, is, look, even I have to pinch myself sometimes because we're just getting on with it. Sitting at the table every alternative morning with the MSD commissioners and their equivalents in health and education and TPK just means we can get answers and get decisions and get resources. So the phase one of Ngāhia Hia Kai, the network, is complete at the end of this week, and then we go into the second phase, which will take us through to the 18th of October. Dale, we always knew it was going to be a seven-week out. And of course the latest announcements possibly, Dale, means that our timings are probably right on the money, particularly so for COVID up here in Tāmaki and the length. You know, we've got kohanga reo, we've got te kahui tukaha, kura kaupapa marae, all joined to this network, Dale. So the intention and the agreement is for the Māori Food Network to continue wartime, peacetime, but it is now an activated distribution pipeline that will be there to support our people, particularly around kai. But when you get so many who come together, Dale, it just moves really well. And I have to say, all I really do is take the minutes and the action points and just keep following up. Some big ups from to Muma, from Win, and Ngāti Whātua, Ōrāke, Rangimārie, for providing the logistic distribution arm and the administration support, but more so with all the sites. Te Hao, Ngāti Pātua, Waipareira, Wānui Waititi, Ruapo, Takamarae, Ngāti Whātua Rāke, Te Puia Memorial Marae, Mūma, Manurewa Marae, Papakura Marae, Huākina, Te Kohanga Reo Ki Tāmaki, Te Kāhui Tūkaha, me Te Matapihi. Dale, we're all in this together, and you couldn't ask for a more dedicated group who are actually doing the do, wartime, peacetime, Dale. They've always done that mahi, as you well know.
Well, look, the reference to wartime is not invalid, is it? A Māori Food Network battalion. What is encouraging is that government agencies are sitting down at our marae around a table with us, trying to work out how best to get to our people. And when I say our people, you know, certainly not just tangata whenua, because we know that the need in our communities is very widespread. What sort of money are you spending in a week to fuel the battalion and the work it does?
Yeah, exactly. And look, it's some big money, Dale. We spend about $500,000 on vouchers, $250,000 on bulk buys, second $250,000 on bulk buys. When I say bulk buys, Dale, our pakaro is they're getting the food and the resources that they need rather than what they get. Missing out the middle people come straight from the source to us. And, you know, the packs that have been put aside, so you've got a mixture of cooking essentials, flour, cooking oil, dry goods, canned foods, cereals, and hygiene and personal sanitary items and household cleaning equipment. So, look, you couldn't ask for a more essential type of kai. Look, the previous distribution that was there for other non-Māori organisations just didn't meet our need, Dale. Too slow, you know, you sort of get what you have to get, and yeah, just didn't meet our needs, eh? And particularly reaching our whānau, as we know them to be, across Tāmaki. So look, still a lot more to do, Dale. As I said, the 18th of October was our end game. So we still have a long way to go, but you're quite right in your opening comments that there is a shortage. There is a need, accessibility, and as you know, we've got those who can leave their homes, those who can't. We've got our pākeke there as well, who are now feeding their mokopuna, adult mokopuna, and of course the work. And of course, you know, a mihi to our Māori small businesses, they'd be struggling too, bro. I mean, whānau got to go back to work, got to go back to jobs. Some may not be there. So it's while the kai is a central focus point, so is the ongoing testing and vaccinations. You know, Waipareira, Huākina, Ngāti Whātua, Ōrākei, Manurewa, Papakura, you know, big ups to those fellas, Te Hao, Ngāti Whātua. Man, they're putting through some big numbers and some big hours to get our whānau across the line. We've got a couple other initiatives going up, Dale, that are focusing on the younger generations, the 17-year-olds to the 35-year-olds. That's not you and I, Dale, but, you know, we've got some initiatives and hopefully we can make some announcements soon. So we're pushing hard. We want to get out of this, Dale. I certainly don't want to be spending a summer in Liverpool lockdown, and I'm pretty certain I could speak for the whole of Auckland when it comes to that.